But here's the good news. Jesus continues this, with humans this is impossible. This is a thing not having power, but not with God. With God, all things are things having power. God has the power. He has the strength. He has the strength to save us. He has the strength, the power that we can draw upon in order to live saved. He has the power that He can flow through us that enables us to be the church. And Jesus in the Gospel of John, He tells us how this is made available to us. He says, I'll tell you how it's made available. It's made available through Me. I am the what? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. I am the means through which the power is able to come to us. And then just a little bit before this story, Jesus says, all things are possible, all things are things having power to the one who is having faith. So faith, that dependence upon the Lord, that trusting in the Lord, and we looking to Him, and what Jesus has done for us through His life, death, and resurrection, it is available to us, and through faith and drawing upon Him, we have all of His power on which to draw upon in order to be saved, in order to live saved, in order to be the church. It has to be accepted for us, the impossibility, I mean the utter impossibility of us being able to save ourselves, live ourselves, live the life that Christ wants us to by ourselves and to be the church, so that we will utterly depend upon Christ and draw upon His power that saves us, the power that allows us to live like He wants us to live in His strength as we continually draw from Him. And this is the purpose of stepping out in this small way we've stepped out, is to come together and say, Lord, we want to be Your church. We want to simply be church, Your body of Christ, Your representative in the world. But we can only do it through Your power. And so we gather in Your name and we want to see